I come to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We heard tonight in the gospel reading one of the most comforting lines in the Bible. You may have missed it with all the other beautiful lines, so let me repeat it for you. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am humble and meek. My yoke is easy. My burden is light." Let me invite you this evening to walk with me on a very short journey, a journey about two people encountering this message from Jesus for the very first time. We'll have to engage our imaginations. I think we can do this together. I wonder which one you resonate with more. It's almost as if there are two sisters. The first is the youngest, pretty much stereotypical in all of her ways. She's always been creative and energetic, did okay in school, but much more interested in friends, fun, the newest adventure, going to concerts. That was more her thing. We can graciously call her like a type B person, I think is fair. She grew up in a church much like this. What do you know? And she loved it for all the reasons you might expect. The big, powerful liturgy, the amazing, eye-catching building for the scripture and the music and the singing, which was fantastic, always catching her attention. Even in her own personal prayer life, she was sort of this way, true to herself to the end. When things went wrong in her life, she would pray to God, not just for small, simple things, but for big miracles. She was bold. If a friend got a diagnosis back that didn't look good, she would pray for a miracle. If there was an interpersonal conflict, she didn't just pray for it to be a little bit better, she prayed for miracles, and she actually got to experience some of these things, miraculous things she had no other way to explain. Things like this just sort of happen to folks who are like this, right? I don't know if you are one of these people, but I'm pretty sure you may know one. Jesus says to this younger sibling, "Come to me, all you who work hard, who are carrying heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest." "All good so far," she says. "My yoke is easy. My burden is light." And this is where her antenna starts to go off. See, she learned in Sunday school what a yoke was. A yoke is this hard metal sort of neck clamp that goes around the oxen, and you can move it wherever you want it to go, and it's pretty painful. It's sort of a harder version of what goes around a horse so you can move it somewhere in the park. It's not nice or gentle. The word typically used in the Bible is talking about the yoke of slavery. And this is concerning to her. She's very skeptical, but she likes the words easy and light, and so she wants to continue. So Jesus says, "Learn from me. I'm humble and meek." The humble and meek part she really enjoys, but the learn from me part, we'll see. For this sister, eventually, the miracles slow down. God doesn't move in ways that she once saw, and the responsibilities of this thing called a Christian life become questionable, at least a little bit. Inevitably, the liturgy becomes stale. The building, which was once glorious to her, now she wonders, is there a better way to spend the money? When hearing that the Christian life requires responsibility, something that resembles being influenced, much less controlled, she leaves off to find something else that would fulfill her in the same way she once thought that God would. Jesus tells the towns of Chorazin and Bethsaida, "If I did miracles in other towns the way that I did for you, they would have repented with sackcloth and ashes, but you, you reject me. They want the easy and the light, but not the yoke and the burden. And who could blame them? I mean, don't we all sort of want this? Well, not quite. Let us now meet the second sister, the older one. She is type A. She got ahead in school and in life, working hard, taking responsibility. She wants to be called things like good and intelligent and under control. She questions the younger sister for all the ways you may expect that she does. The miracles and the powerful experiences the younger sister said she had, the older sister always skeptical. If it cannot be explained in ways that are socially acceptable and deemed as intelligent, she's probably not going to use them. As she gets older, she begins to feel behind. Not quite sure why, but behind of this image of herself that she has projected into the world, and she can never quite keep up. She's never doing enough. She is not enough. Jesus says to her, "Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me." That is no problem. She spent most of her life learning from others, collecting well-worded sentences, writing them down so she can use them later to sound smart. She likes learning from others. Jesus says, "My yoke is easy. My burden is light." She likes the yoke. She's always liked that about herself, that she does hard work. Burdens are a joy to her, almost. But the easy and light, this is going to turn her away. The easy life, the simple life, that is for the naive. Others may be satisfied with this kind of life, but not the older sister. But she wants to be good, and so she stays and she listens. And Jesus says, "Learn from me. I'm humble and meek." The learning is not a problem for her, but the humble and meek, this is too vulnerable. It's too simple. But she wants to be called good, so she stays and listens just a little longer, and this is where she hears Jesus praying to the Father, the way we hear in verse 25 in our gospel. He says, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent. You have revealed them to babes, to children, to infants." As you'd imagine, this is the last straw for the older sister, because this older sibling, the last thing that they want to be is a child, even if it's a child of God. Both of them will spend their entire life looking for something, and it will continually elude them. And do you know what that thing is? It's rest. Rest. The younger sister will spend their lives going to and from new experience, relationship, job, looking for the next best thing, crashing every now and then, sure, but resting never quite. The older will go from responsibility to responsibility, and rest will seem like this lock that other people get the key to but can never quite figure it out. A common theme you may hear if you bring up rest, at least these days, is, "I don't know how. I would love to, but I don't know how." And it strikes me that really, we spend our entire lives looking not just for how, but who. Who? Who is the person or the people with whom, whenever I am with them, my heart just sits down? Who are they? See, the radically comforting part of Jesus' words, what makes it so unbelievably wonderful, is not just that he says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." The radical part of Jesus' words is when he says, "Come to me." to me. Everything has been given to me. And we are let in on this conversation between Jesus and the Father right after Jesus is rejected. And he says, I thank you, Father, because you have revealed these things to those who approach you like infants, like ones who cannot yet speak. Jesus' secret he's letting us in on is to sit with him when we have nothing fun or exciting or impressive to say. The invitation this evening is from Jesus, and he says, are you tired? Are you weak? Are you exhausted? Are you overwhelmed? Come to me. Come to him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.